Cory Booker calls for repeal of Hyde Amendment, vows to create Office of Reproductive Freedom. By Kyle Morris on May 22, 2019. Democrat presidential hopeful Senator Cory Booker, NJ, announced he intends to create a White House Office of Reproductive Freedom should he be elected president in 2020. The plan, which would work with multiple agencies to advance abortion rights and expand Americans' access to reproductive health care, was announced by Booker's campaign on Wednesday. Booker said in a statement, "Republican-controlled state legislatures across the country are mounting a coordinated attack on abortion access and reproductive rights. A coordinated attack requires a coordinated response. That's why on day one of my presidency, I will immediately and decisively take executive action to respond to these relentless efforts to erode Americans' rights to control their own bodies. I will also pursue a legislative response, including legislation to codify Roe v. Wade into federal law." He added, "My goal with these actions isn't just to undo the damage the Trump administration and Republican state legislatures and governors have caused, but to affirmatively advance reproductive rights and expand access to reproductive care for all." In accordance with the plan, Booker committed to the reinstatement of funding for the United Nations Population Fund, which human rights activists have linked to the support of population control programs such as China's coercive abortion one-child policy. Booker also called for the repeal of the Hyde Amendment, which prohibits federal funding for abortions, and stated he would exclude the amendment's provisions in his first budget if elected. Follow Kyle on Twitter at RealKyleMorris and Facebook.